All right, we're on to my favorite one today. When dealing with the sins in our life, I don't think that there's anything that's going to disciple us better than helping each other find God's love. Finding more of God's love instead of fear. And I've spent most of my time with God on this one, and I've learned so much, but still I believe that this is the one that God leads me forward into most to get out of the sin of my life. He gets his love in. Because you got to understand, God's not into our compliance and our behavior modification. That's not ultimately what he teaches us. The Sermon on the Mount alone should teach us that it has to be from the heart. Any expression of a murder, adultery, lying, that's not the only thing that concerns Jesus. It's the anger, lust, and deception that in the heart that's beneath it all. Jesus is going to take us to the heart issues, and heart issues are love issues. And Jesus loves all of you. He even loves the sinful you. He especially loves you and all your sin. We were made for walking and talking with God like it was in the Garden of Eden. I mean, God had it all. He didn't need us. We weren't made because he needed something. He didn't need us after we were made, but still we were created by his love and for his love. You know, and when our sins push him out, his love gave Jesus to push its way back in. And by the restoration of Jesus, God speaks to us in these relational terms of, I'll be your God and you'll be my people. I don't call you servants. I call you friends, children, beloved. 1 John 3:1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that's what you are. I think we got to get used to hearing a little bit of Mark chapter 1, verse 11. You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Those were words spoken over Jesus at his baptism. But it's true of us. You are a son and daughter of God. You are loved. He sent his only son for you while you were still a sinner. And God is pleased with you. God is pleased with you. And that's the breakdown for a lot of us. Okay? Because a lot of us think, okay, God had to kill his son for me. And even after I realized Jesus died for my sin, I just kept on sinning. And it's like I keep putting Jesus on the cross all over again and all over again. I've never lived up to the grace I've been given. God must be disappointed with me. Heck, God must be angry at me. It's just not true. It's not true. The wrath of God is already poured out on Jesus. It's not getting poured out on you a second time. The justification of Jesus is fully over your life. When God looks at you, he's looking at his son. By faith in Jesus, he only sees the righteousness of Jesus. He sees you as perfect. And yeah, he sends his spirit alongside of that truth to help us live it out in fuller fashion. But just like you wouldn't ditch your kid for failing or failing to improve upon your last failure, God's still going to love you. And in fact, it's our sins that prove God's love. To find that after you sinned, God loved you. And then you went back to the drawing board and you didn't get any better and God loved you again. And then you tried something else, but somewhere along the way you sinned again, but he still loved you. Didn't matter that you sinned again and again and again. You got loved again and again and again. And at some point, it's just supposed to click in your heart. I am truly loved by God. My sins aren't creating a fear issue. My sins are not creating a fallout issue. My sins are creating a love issue. I know all the more my God loves me. Because I failed again and his love didn't change. When you understand that, any improvement of sin upon your life is not a fear-based thing. It's not an effort-based thing. It's not do a right thing for the right thing's sake. It's you have been in the places in life where the best of life came out because you were in an environment of being loved. You've seen kids thrive in environments of love. You've seen marriages and people in a marriage thrive because they were in an environment of love. You see workplaces where because people are appreciated and cared for and loved to the fullest, it's they get to perform all the better, right? The best of us comes out when we are loved. And the worst of our sin is going to come out too. When you realized you're loved, you're not doing it because you have to, you're not doing it because it's right, you're doing it because you are loved and you have no fear of ever being otherwise. When you and your friend get together and talk about Jesus like that, you're really making discipleship happen and growing inside where Jesus has you guys going. Anything other than that is more efforts, more rules, more attempts. Stick to the love of Jesus for you. That'll transform.